All right, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, assalamu alaikum, and hello to all those watching and listening. This is Yusuf Reza, and we're continuing with Let's Grow Quran Daily. And now we're going to talk about Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, which is the fourth ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. So once a person comes to the recognition and realization that the first three ayat allude to, i.e. Allah is an individual, unique, the most unique individual, right? And all positive affirmation is due to Him. All praise and gratitude is for Him. He is the one responsible for the rububi. He is the Rabb of the Alameen and the one responsible for the continuous, meaningful growth of everything that is that He's created, culminating with the human beings themselves, right? His utmost intent for human beings being the culmination of that creation to reach their greatest potential, right? So recognizing that, and then recognizing His Jamal in the form of Rahman al-Rahim, and His Jalal in the form of Maliki Yawmiddin, His beauty as manifested in His mercy and grace, and then His power, His control as manifested by the Day of Judgment. And the Day of Judgment, His mastery on the Day of Judgment, and the Day of Judgment also represents His the meaningfulness of the creation that He's created for us, so that instills within us that sense of responsibility because of the accountability that will ultimately manifest itself on the Day of Judgment, right? So all of these recognitions naturally should lead a person to Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, an understanding, a declaration that it is You alone that we enter into this relationship of ibadah. We become ibad too. Na'bud, representing ibadah, that if He is our Rabb with those attributes that we spoke of, and that love that is inherent in His rububiyyah, then the reciprocity for reciprocating that love to Him would entail this ibadah. So Allah's rububiyyah, his love for the human being. The human being's ibadah, ubudiyyah, is their love, our love for Allah. Right? So a person recognizing that all of what He's done for me and what He sees me as, what He wants me to become, the potential that even if I have doubts about myself, He believes I have. He trusts me to live up to that potential. And so it is in the nature of love that when you experience this love, as the first three ayat represent, that this is an articulation of a human being recognizing their experience of divine love. So the fourth ayah is the articulation, the declaration of reciprocating that love. And that's what love does, right? It inspires the beloved to look to become what the lover wants them to become, right? And that's what we see in the first half of Iyyaka Na'bud. That You alone. See, we recognize this, and we will have these discussions in the light of other ayat as well, but generally within the life of a human being, there is this dedication, there is this this tendency or this need to dedicate ourselves to something. To commit ourselves wholeheartedly for the pursuit of some goal, of some higher ideal, of something worthy, right? And that is what human beings would yearn to go after. Experience teaches us that most of the things that become the ultimate goal for us, they usually end up proving themselves unworthy of being that ultimate ideal. For the simple reason that they do not have the capacity to bear our love, or the capacity to hold up our needs and requirements, the needs and requirements of the human lover, right? So let's say we make power our end goal. And the more we run after it, the more inadequate it seems to be with respect to fulfilling us, with respect to giving us what we need. And so this thirst just never ends. And it makes one more and more frustrated. It makes one more and more desperate. Similarly, whether it is pleasure that we seek to as our ultimate end, our ultimate ideal, or happiness for that matter, the more we chase after it, the more it runs away from us. The more pursuits of pleasure require for us to give up on a lot of other aspects of our life. So for example, if it is happiness or pleasure associated with this one person that you think is the one for you, the more you go after him or her, the more clingy you are, the more needy you come off. And it is that very person who would tend to get pushed away. I don't need this clinginess. I don't need this neediness. Give me my space. Give me my space. So whatever it is that we were looking for, seeking to find in that one person does not seem to have the strength and the power and ability to provide that to us. And a lot of these experiences are very, very shattering. Right? And there's a dedication that all of these ideals require, a sacrifice that all of these ideals require, that once those ideals are achieved, do not seem to be worth the effort. The attributes, as we've recognized in the first three ayat of Surah Fatiha, that Allah has, this suggests very strongly that He has that capacity. He has that capacity that when we turn to Him in love, then the way He would respond, the way He would honor and respect our efforts is going to be unlike anyone or anything else. So that He will not demand of us a kind of dedication or commitment that requires for us to sacrifice fundamental needs in our lives. He will not say, leave everything else and then come to me. He will say, come to me, and in coming to me, you have to fulfill the rights and responsibilities of everyone and everything else. Right? So with those ideas, I hope that the first half of this ayah, towards that end. And so we'll continue this discussion with the second half of the ayah, inshallah, tomorrow. Jazakumullahu khairan for watching. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All right. I don't have a celebrity guest list to keep you hooked, at least not yet. But if you do subscribe, and if there's celebrity potential in you, that'll come out. Thank you.